Once again, here's Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, who are keenly aware that dogs have owners and cats have staff.
This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
It's 11:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a returning guest on the line, Tanya Johnson, who is the head dog and puppy trainer at Joey's Pet Outfitters in Williamston. Welcome back to the show, Tanya.
Hi.
Hey, it's good to have you here. Tanya, we've been talking this morning about puppies, and I admit when the subject came up, I immediately thought of you because I know that you guys have been doing a puppy preschool class out at Joey's. Can you tell our listener a little bit about what that class is all about?
Oh, the class is a lot of fun. It's a puppy socialization and beginning obedience class. And we also go over a lot of educational topics to help new puppy owners understand about how to correct unwanted puppy behaviors, you know, some of those nuisance behaviors that they can get started with, the play biting and housebreaking and crate training.
And if you had a puppy, what age requirements do you have to come to class?
For the class, this is just for the baby guys. The puppy class is for puppies 7 to 16 weeks.
Cool.
So everybody, you know, is all about the same size and developmental stage.
I find this interesting because it's a continuous theme for the show. And the idea is, what can we do with the puppy before he gets to the traditional 6 months and goes to the, I guess, more advanced or, you know, elementary school of puppy training? It sounds like there is a lot that can be done for a puppy at 8 to 10 weeks.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
You know, with puppies, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So getting them started off on the right foot and starting to shape some of these, you know, good model behaviors that you want in an adult dog is a lot easier with a little 8 or 10 week old puppy than it is with a larger, you know, 6 month old dog.
Well, is there something that you can give our listeners that might help guide them on a few of those things they may not think about if they have an 8 or going to have or contemplating having an 8 to 12 week puppy that you wouldn't normally think of just automatically, but once you've been in dog training like yourself, that this would be the information every puppy owner needs to know?
Yeah. Number one, it's so important to socialize them, you know, get them acclimated with different environments, take them on field trips, introduce them to a lot of different people and things like that. That's very important.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, you know, having a puppy is like having an infant. They need almost 100% attention all the time. So when they're in the house, in my puppy class, I recommend tethering, which just means that you keep a little leash on your puppy and you hold on to that leash when they're in the house so that they can't run off and get into mischief. And then if you can't be watching them, then I do recommend using a crate, you know, as like a little playpen or a crib sort of an area for them.
How long would the tether be?
How long would they stay on the tether or
no,
how long of a tether
are we talking about?
Oh, just like your regular 6 foot leash.
Okay.
And that really helps with housebreaking.
So you're kind of letting the child know that, or the puppy, know that you're around, your presence is to be felt, and that there is some control over the environment that they're in.
Yeah. You know, because they don't know what's expected of them at that age. And so by keeping them on a leash, you're able to guide them and tell them, you know, what not to chew on, give them toys to chew on instead, you know, something appropriate. You're also able to keep an eye on them and make sure that they don't scoot off into another room and have a little accident. So it really makes things go much more smoothly.
Well, and Tanya, one of the things that I know a lot of people don't like about having a puppy is that they're chewers. And what is it that can be done to teach them so that they're not chewing, whether it's shoes or wood furniture or whatever it is in the house? They don't know better, but how do you teach them to not do that?
I always, you know, with chewers, you just always want to redirect. You know, if they're chewing on something they're not supposed to have, you try to interrupt the behavior, you know, tell them, you know, don't chew on that, and then redirect them and give them an appropriate chew toy instead. So we're always just showing them what we want to do.
You don't
instead of just telling them no all the time.
Right. You don't want to tell them not to chew. You want them to tell them, try to communicate the message to chew on the right thing.
Right, exactly.
So I got a question. I was just thinking of what you said, and is there a certain standard that you would have in your mind as to how much time somebody should consider having available before they think about adopting a puppy? Is that an underlying current of issue?
It is. They do take quite a bit of time, you know, and when they're youngsters, they need lots of potty breaks. So mm-hmm. if you're somebody that works, you know, 8 or 10 hours a day, mm-hmm. that might not be the right thing for you is to get a young puppy, mm-hmm. unless you can have somebody come to the house and spend some time with them, give them some exercise, mm-hmm. a little bathroom break.
And for what age group are you talking about?
This is for the little puppies, you know, 8 to 16 weeks.
16 weeks, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So there might be a change in lifestyle for anyone who wants to get a puppy if they're following these recommendations, but it's going to be for about a 2-month period.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fair. That's fair.
And Tanya, in terms of different breeds, is the training different based on the different types of breeds? Because I imagine the behaviors are going to vary because dogs are bred to do different things.
Right. Right. You know, before you get a puppy, you always want to research the breed that you're interested in, just to make sure that it's going to be a breed that will suit your lifestyle and suit your household. But as far as puppy training, you know, they're mostly the same as far as how you take care of them, what you want to do for socializing, teaching them, you know, basic behaviors. It's a lot the same, but you understand that different breeds have different energy levels. So some puppies may be content to sleep and snuggle a little bit more than others who might want to run and play and romp around most of the day.
Right. Well, and it's also the ability to interact with people, because one of the things that's amazing about your dog, Annie, and even Hush that's out at Joey's Pet Outfitters, is how well they interact with the different people who come walking into the store. Their behavior is just magnificent. And yet you hear the stories of pit bulls and people having to shoot them and all of that. And it makes me wonder, what's the difference between these dogs to where they can interact so well with people and other dogs just can't?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's all how they're brought up. You know, Annie and Hush were both brought up being socialized around lots of different people, getting to go on activities and outings, learning how to interact properly, greeting people politely, things like that. But if your puppy is at home all the time and they never get to go out and interact with other people, then they learn to be a little bit of afraid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, and then that aggression kind of comes out because they're afraid.
Right. Well, and it's so interesting because Hush is deaf. So that's got to make it even more difficult when it comes to training, because the dog can't hear the tones in your voice the way other dogs can. How do you compensate for that?
Right. She was learned, dogs watch body language. They're so in tuned with our body language. So she's learned hand commands, and she'll also, if you kind of scowl at her, she knows she's in trouble. If you give her a great big smile, she knows she's a good girl. So they can really pick up on our body language, mm-hmm. and it wasn't too difficult to do the training with her.
Well, that's really interesting because, again, I've heard so many people have emphasized that. Now, when it comes to the electronic collar training, which I know that you are also involved with, is that something that should be introduced to a young puppy, or is that something that should come around a little bit later in the dog's life?
The remote collar training is not for my puppy preschool class. So that class is not remote collar training. But I usually will introduce a remote collar to puppies as young as 16 weeks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So 16 weeks is when I start my basic obedience packages. Mm-hmm. So they're ready for some more advanced learning by that age.
Sure, sure. And with respect to your puppy class, what would a graduate from the your kindergarten class, what would be the difference between puppy in, puppy out?
When they arrive, you know, most students are having trouble with housebreaking. The puppies are doing a lot of play biting, you know, nipping at their owners, mm-hmm. and things like that. They don't know how to walk on a leash, mm-hmm. yet. So by graduation time, we have puppies that have learned to walk nicely on a leash without pulling, puppies that understand that it's not okay to chew and play bite on humans.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully they're on the right track with their housebreaking routine and not having nearly as many accidents.
Well, that's fantastic.
That absolutely
that,
is.
That takes care of the big ones, doesn't it?
Right.
It sure as heck does.
Right. As well as getting, you know, they get the interaction with the other students and puppies in the class, so it's a good socialization time for them.
Yep, one more great place. Probably the best place to go and socialize, isn't it?
Yeah. Nice controlled environment.
Sure, sure.
Fantastic. We've been talking this morning with Tanya Johnson, who is the head dog and puppy trainer at Joey's Pet Outfitters. Tanya, thanks so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it was our pleasure. And Rick, we're going to continue the conversation with Glenda Beatty from Paws Rescue right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.